When the man who gave us the Gettysburg Address offers his communication key to success, I'm all ears. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Way back in the 18th century, Samuel Johnson, English critic, biographer, essayist, poet, lexicographer, he said, "People need to be reminded more often than they need to be instructed." And I share that with you because when it comes to Lincoln's communication key to success, it's really nothing new. And that shouldn't surprise us because, as Solomon reminds us, there is nothing new under the sun. Instead, what Lincoln gives us is more a reminder of what we already know. But hey, when it comes from the lips of Abraham Lincoln, I'm all ears. Let me hear what you have to say, Mr. Lincoln. Well, in her book, Leadership in Turbulent Times, Doris Kearns Goodwin writes, "The key to Lincoln's success was his uncanny ability to break down the most complex case or issue into its simplest elements." Now, she's writing of the time when Lincoln was an attorney before he stepped into the office of the presidency. And she continues, "He never lost a jury by fumbling with or reading from a prepared argument, relying instead on his well-trained memory. He aimed for intimate conversation with the jurors as if conversing with friends." Fellow lawyer Henry Clay Whitney observed, "Though his arguments were logical and profound, they were easy to follow." You know, additionally, Lincoln used plain language, and he did something else. Something very important that you'll hear in this clip as Doris Kearns Goodwin shares how Lincoln mentored the next generation.
As Lincoln became a leader in his profession, he assumed responsibility for mentoring the next generation. He was remarkably gentle with young lawyers, as colleagues noted. Henry Whitney was deeply affected by how kindly and cordially Lincoln treated him when he first arrived at the bar. If a new clerk appeared in court, Lincoln was the first, sometimes the only one, to shake hands with him and congratulate him on his election. "The art of communication," Lincoln advised newcomers to the bar, "is the lawyer's avenue to the public." Yet, Lincoln warned, "the lawyer must not rely on rhetorical glibness or persuasiveness alone. What is well spoken must be yoked to what is well thought. And such thought is the product of great labor, the drudgery of the law. Without that labor, without that drudgery, the most eloquent works lack gravity and power. Even extemporaneous speaking should be practiced and cultivated. Indeed, the leading rule for the lawyer, as for the man of every other calling, is diligence. Leave nothing for tomorrow that can be done today. The key to success," he insisted, "is work, work, work."
As Lincoln notes, the key to success is work, work, work. It's the drudgery of the law. And as Goodwin writes, "without that labor, without that drudgery, the most eloquent words lack gravity and power." As one might expect, the drudgery principle is seen in the lives of great leaders everywhere. Later, in her book, we see the drudgery principle at work in the life of Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of Franklin. Listen to what she says. "Having little experience in public speaking, Eleanor's son, James, recalled, she gave more than 100 practice speeches to an audience of one, her mentor and coach, Lewis Howe. Howe taught her to restrain her nervous giggle, lower her high-pitched voice, say what she wanted to say, and then sit down." That's good stuff. You know, one of my leadership maxims is this: there are no small communication moments. And as Lincoln says, and Eleanor Roosevelt illustrates, when it comes to communication, because there are no small communication moments, we must invest the drudgery of work, work, work. So what's your next communication moment? Maybe it's a talk you're going to give. Perhaps it's an email you're going to write, or a few moments you're going to have with your team. There are no small communication moments. So do what Lincoln did. Do what Eleanor Roosevelt did. Practice that drudgery principle. work, work, work. That's what it takes when it comes to communication. That's what it takes when it comes to leadership. That's what it takes when it comes to life. And that's my thought on my walk with Doris Kearns Goodwin and leadership in turbulent times. My question is, what will you do with that thought when it comes to your next moment of leadership communication on your walk through life?